Did you know that mushrooms contain between 85 and 95% water? Did you know that when you turn the gills of a freshly cut shiitake mushroom to face the sun for 8 hours, you increase its vitamin D content by 4,600 times? My name is Walanyo Segbefia, a graduate student of Alcorn State University. My research increases in agricultural productivity through sustainable year-round and intercropping and the utilization of mushroom and companion crops looks at how limited resource farmers, especially those in Mississippi, can increase their net income whilst at the same time increasing their quality of life. Over centuries, man has selected, organized, and combined different species of plants through many ways so as to achieve sustainable yields of foods and other products through companion planting. In companion planting, what usually goes on is that plants which grow together well are grown together so as to enhance each other's growth and also to protect them from pests. In Mississippi, usually vegetables are grown on small acreages, usually in single growing seasons using monocropping system. And this does not really work well. So this is where intercropping comes in, where two or more crops are grown on the same space, usually the space provided by the rows. Intercropping can be mixed, relay, or row, depending on whichever one you want to use. It has so many benefits. It optimizes the soil. It also guarantees the limited resource farmer against crop yield. And mind you, here we are looking at how to increase income and their quality of life. So more yield ultimately leads to more sales and then more income. Mushroom production has China, Italy, and U.S. And I think we still have a long way to go since the industry is usually young. Here in the U.S., the chunk of mushrooms come from Pennsylvania, a county known as Chester, where 47% come from. And yearly, the mushroom industry contributes about $2.5 billion. And we concentrated on these two, shiitake and oyster, because of their health benefits and also their nutritional qualities. Shiitake helps prevent prostate cancer and also breast cancer. They help treat flu and cold. They are also good at diabetes, high blood pressure, and so on and so forth. Oyster, on the other hand, is also good for brain health. As we age, these things also age. So it is necessary that we consume more of these so as to be in good health. And oyster also has a high content of amino acids than even corn. And because of their low nature of starch or carbohydrates, they also help reduce weight. And they are really good at controlling obesity, which is a major problem some counties in Mississippi now face. This project sought to achieve three main objectives. First and foremost, to find out how limited resource farmers can increase their net income by intercropping, and also to determine the effect of row intercropping on mushroom yield and potential soil fertility and a level of water contamination. Also, we wanted to find out how we could encourage more folks in the Mississippi to eat more of mushrooms. But I must confess, this is something that we still are struggling with because it is a bit difficult influencing people to change their eating habits. But we're still doing this, and we're now targeting the high schools. With regard to materials and methods, a tractor was used to dig the field, after which the bed was prepared. The bed length was 6.1 meters. the width was 1.2 and the height was 0.15. However, the bed length can change depending on how long you want your bed to be. But the bed width shouldn't be too wide. Otherwise, you may have to walk on your bed when you want to reach to the other side. And also, the height should be of a reasonable height. Otherwise, when it rains, you are likely to lose everything as a result of erosion. And we suspected variances in the experimental units. So we used randomized complete block, and the research was replicated 4 times. Since we had different herbs and companion crops, the plant spacing couldn't have been static. We also, as I said earlier on, our test crops were shiitake and oyster. Our companion crops for spring, which we intercropped, our companion crop for spring was sweet corn, which we intercropped with feverfew. For summer, we intercropped the vegetable hot pepper with sweet basil, and for fall, we intercropped collards with valerian. Our data collection was on soil extractable nutrients in 2 main counties, Jefferson and Claiborne counties in Mississippi. So we also looked at the sequence of field operations in relation to yield. Furthermore, we examined how the macronutrients in these two test crops, shiitake and oyster, varied. Also, we looked at mushroom growing environment and comparisons, and also their effects on water quality. Last but not least, we looked at how profitable it would be for a limited resource farmer who would want to be who would want to grow or cultivate mushrooms all year round, whether it was advisable or profitable or not. But as a result of time factor, I will not be able to delve much into all these, so I would only talk about a few. Table 1 shows the soil extractable nutrient levels for these 2 counties that I just talked about, taking into consideration the macronutrients, phosphorus, potassium, calcium, magnesium, and sulfur, and also the organic matter and the acidity of the soil before and after planting for Claiborne and Jefferson counties. A look at this table reveals that whereas potassium, calcium, and magnesium were highly significant both before and after planting for Jefferson and Claiborne counties, for phosphorus and sulfur, they were significant, unlike organic matter and the acidity of the soil, which was non-significant for either counties. So we can infer from this table that as a result of the triple 13, which we use prior to planting, this may have been a source of the difference in significance. Table 2 talks about sequence of field operations, and we took into consideration the available pins per block, and then also the mushroom yields for the planting season, which started in summer 2016 and ended in 2017, and also the harvesting season for fall 2016 and fall 2017. A look at the average figures tells us that shiitake is much more likely to produce more pins or yield than oyster mushroom. Table 3 talks about the enterprise budget for mushroom production outdoors. So here what we were looking at was, is it profitable? Would it be reasonable for the limited resource farmer who is already struggling to attempt this? So when you take into consideration an acre of land, and all these items, supplies, labor, at their unit prices, I mean, at the prices prevailing then, limited resource farmer who would want to take on this is likely to have a cost of production of, let's say, $410. However, shiitake is likely to make gains for the farmer with a profit of $998. So here, it would make sense for the farmer to try and then produce all year round instead of just producing on only single seasons. Oyster, on the other hand, is also likely to bring about some sort of profit, but again, not as highly as a shiitake mushroom. Figure 1 compares the mushroom macronutrients for oyster and shiitake. So again, the macronutrients, nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium, calcium, magnesium, and sulfur. Whereas nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium were significantly different, for calcium and magnesium, they were not significant. In figure 2, we looked at how shiitake mushroom grown indoor and outdoor differ in terms of the macronutrients. So here again, when you look at nitrogen, phosphorus, and then potassium, they again are significantly different for shiitake mushroom, which was produced outdoors, unlike calcium, magnesium, and then sulfur, which again were not significant. In conclusion, we found out that the limited resource farmer is likely to stay in business so long as the proper strains of mushrooms are cultivated and also other factors of production remain constant. Furthermore, the desired marketable yields would have to be picked as and when they are desired. Otherwise, when you leave them on the field for too long a time, they either become soft or they become rotten. Besides, the companion vegetables and herbs to be planted on the field plots would have to be done in 3 to 4 weeks, by which time it is believed that the other herbs or crops would have developed all the features necessary to provide shade for the mushroom and shiitake blocks. Hindrance to the shiitake and mushroom blocks is that they require at least partial shade. Otherwise, you would leave them at the mercy of the sun and you end up losing everything. And most importantly, it is necessary that you supply them with a regular source of water. They need to be kept moist. Otherwise, again, the sun is likely to crack them, split them open, and then they get rotten. These are a couple of my references. I wish to thank USDA, Alcorn State University, and all my colleagues at the Alcorn State University Experiment Station for making this research successful. Thank you. Questions, please. Yes, sir.
You mentioned your transition habits. How long has that study been going on? And what questions were asked in the surveys to the people? And who did you target with these surveys?
So your question is, we are trying to influence eating habits. And what questions were? Okay. One important thing which influenced this was that in our cafeteria, we hardly had anything on mushroom. Yes. So we thought, okay, mushroom being a specialty crop with all these health benefits, it would help a great lot for us to incorporate this into our diets. And mind you, the U.S. outspends other developed nations, Belgium and co, by at least twice in terms of health. Yes, sir.
What substrates were you growing oyster mushrooms on? And were these manufactured lots for the shiitake? And how did you handle them? They just laying in between the roads? Were they buried or what?
The substrate we used was sawdust. And our mushroom blocks were from Fungi Perfecti. And then there too, there was another problem. The problem was we had to be really careful of the source of sawdust. You really had to be careful about how the wood was treated before it was processed into sawdust. Otherwise, there is going to be some sort of a reaction between the chemicals that were used to treat the wood before it was processed as a sawdust and your mushroom blocks. So you would have to ask questions about how the log was treated before it finally ended up as sawdust. We spread the sawdust on the beds, so in that way we are one getting rid of foreign material like weed, which would compete for other things that the mushroom might need for growth.
Okay, so you didn't have lots. You had kind of like a mulch. Is that what you're saying?
We used sawdust. That was the main thing. But as time went on, and we had to protect the blocks, we used other organic matter like other branches, other plant parts, just to prevent the scorching sun from hitting the blocks directly. Yes, sir.
So with the shade provided by the companion plants?
Yes, sir.
So you didn't have any additional shade by screens or?
We didn't have any other shade because our focus, our emphasis was on the limited resource farmer who may not have much to set up all these things. So we just put ourselves in his or her shoes and then I set it up this way. We could have added other protective shades, but the limited resource farmer may not be able to afford all those things.
And I'd like to follow up on the question asked here.
Yes, sir.
Did you actually put down logs?
We didn't use logs.
And how do you get the mushrooms, the starter, onto the sawdust?
Can I jump in for a second? I see what you're getting at. When we're saying logs, we're talking about compressed logs, compressing the sawdust, not a log that has to be, cut off a tree or something like that.
Okay.
We're on the same page, right?
In Alcorn State University, we have a professor who also grows a mushroom, but his specialty is on log. We deal with block. When I say block, this is.
Is it compressed sawdust?
Yes, sir. It could be made from wheat bran or rice. This is, yes.
I see. That's what you put into the field.
Yes, sir. This is the mushroom block.
And that's on top of a bed of sawdust.
On top of the sawdust. Covered with plant branches so as to provide partial shade that the companion crops were not entirely able to provide.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Mississippi has the weather is hot, but trust me, not as hot as it is here. So that was why I said it is necessary that you need to have a regular supply of water. Those we cultivated inside, we provided them with a humidifier for 30 minutes every day with water. And here again, the idea is to have an all-year-round production. So you're going to have sunny weather, wet weather. So the limited resource farmer would have to deal with this. So we are just trying to make it easier and much more cost effective for the limited resource farmer.
By outdoor, you mean
in the open field. Open field on a bed 6.1 long, and then 1.2, and then 0.115. But it could vary depending on how long you wanted it. So that was why we introduced the companion crops earlier, before the mushroom blocks were introduced, by which time they would have grown to some appreciable height, develop branches so as to protect the blocks.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Thank you.